Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Joining us on this Christmas Day is an old friend we've spoken with many times, the former mayor of Memphis, Tennessee, A.C. Wharton. He served from 2009 to 2015 and is now working as an attorney. He's here to talk about some of the big stories of the year. Mayor Wharton, welcome back to Here and Now and Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Chairman. The same to you.
So I want to talk about a lot of things with you, but I want to start with the economy because that is what got us to meet in the first place. Back in 2010, we were talking about the recession and how it had hit the city of Memphis. So now, 10 years after the financial crisis and the Great Recession, do you think that it has left a lasting impact on your city, or have things gotten better enough that you would never know it happened?
I won't say we never knew it happened, but it is in our rearview mirror now. We still have, as you may recall, too many blighted and uncared for homes as a result of the excesses in the housing market. We have not rebounded fully from that. I don't think any city has. It'll be a while. But beyond that, we are in the midst of a strong rebound. Unemployment numbers are down, even in the African-American and the brown community here. Building is just unbelievable. Mm-hmm. I checked a couple of days ago. It's $13 billion worth of new construction, either just completed or underway. Many employers, new employers, are moving here with higher-paying jobs, as a matter of fact. From up your way, Mimeo just announced that it's moving its headquarters here with 300 white-collar jobs. So we're on the rebound. We're not quite there yet, but we are much, much better than we were in 2010 and a year or so after that.
And what about politically? Tennessee is a state that, while many other states in this country have been moving further to the left, Tennessee, it appears, is moving further to the right. You just elected Marsha Blackburn to the U.S. Senate in a race that was supposed to be close, and it really wasn't in the end.
That's correct. I won't say we're moving. I think we're just solid to the right on the conservative side, outside a few bastions such as maybe just right in the core of Nashville, Memphis. But generally, your assessment is correct. It is still a very, very conservative state.
Why do you think that is? What's different about Tennessee than, let's say, Georgia?
We're still a rural-dominated, both in terms of the legislature and the agriculture. Long ago, I used to say that Memphis should secede from the state because we were so different. But a lot of it has to do with the makeup of our state legislature, which, as I said, in terms of your committees and all, are dominated. Legislature is almost 100% Republican, and of course the leadership certainly is, and that leadership is reflective of who the people are. It hasn't always been that way. We shifted from Democrat to Republican. I don't think there was one single factor that, like hitting a switch, moved it to the right, but that's where it is now.
One of the big issues that's just been tackled in Washington after many decades of work is criminal justice reform. This bill is going to be the biggest change to the criminal justice system in decades. Do you think, as you look at it, that it's going to make a big difference?
Oh, it will. Let me tell you, Jeremy, before I got into politics, I was a criminal defense lawyer. A lot of my work was done in federal court on the crack cocaine cases, and I saw so many young lives just absolutely ruined. Mm-hmm. I happened to defend the first major crack cocaine bust here in this district. A young man from a great family, excited on a lark. He wanted to make some big money on one deal. I think he got maybe 35 or 40 years, young black man. So it is going to make a big, big difference. The further reduction of the cocaine and the crack cocaine disparity, you're going to be shocked at the difference it's going to make insofar as urban populations are concerned and what the makeup of our federal prisons are. You know, Jeremy, I'm old enough to remember when to get into the federal prison, you couldn't buy your way into a federal prison. Those crimes were all handled at the state level. But 10, 15 years ago, everything was federalized. And what really troubled me about that, and I argued against it, we always heard that, look, the federal government should not overreach. The role of the federal government is not to combat street crime. But back then, we flipped the script, and we still have not been able to give a good justification for that. It's just that you had longer penalties in federal court. So it is a hallmark. It is a transformative step. And I, like many others, thought would never say, oh, that's, I'm glad the president did that. More specifically, I'm glad Jared Kushner did it.
Right.
But it is everything it is being held out to be.
Okay, well, after that praise for Jared Kushner, I want to ask you about some of the divisive rhetoric that's come from President Trump. He's called Maxine Waters, an African-American congresswoman from California, low IQ. He has questioned President Obama's citizenship, obviously. He criticized African-American NFL players for taking a knee during the national anthem as a way of protesting police violence against black people. How have you felt as you've watched all of these various controversies about the president's rhetoric on race?
As you, if you know anything about me, I was always of the conciliatory mood, always trying to bring races, economic groups together. It just hurt. I know that might be a wimpish term, but it just hurt. It was like pouring gasoline on the smoldering fires that were burning, smoldering in our urban areas. I cannot think of a better term than to say hurt, crushed, to see that coming from a leader of the free world. I don't think it did anything to better the plight of our nation, our cities, and it was just hurtful.
What about the substantive things that have happened on the issues of race, the relationship between police and African Americans, the removal of Confederate monuments, including right there in Memphis? Do you think that big things have happened in that regard, or are these just small issues?
They are big, and if you will note, all of those efforts have been sustained. Those were symbols of the worst of America, and albeit we still have so many maladies we need to address, it was so much in your face. I would have to drive to work every morning, and I would deliberately not look to my right because I'd have to see that man on a horse, and knowing everything that that man stood for, it's a bad way to start off your day. So I think it is of critical importance.
Finally, Mayor Wharton, how are things on the outside of politics? You left the mayor's office a couple years ago, and now you're an attorney. But what do you think? How are things?
They're good. Of course, I work with St. Jude. I mean, that's like heaven. Who can be against that? I enjoy that. Working with a number of groups who are seeking to improve the welfare of children, I am quite happy and content in what I'm doing. I would say to all politicians, there is a life after politics, and don't worry about having to leave it.
And who would you like the next president to be?
Oh, I'm not going to touch that.
Why not?
I tell you what, I'll give you the a general description. I've done a lot of work with the Brookings Institution, and of course, if you look at where we are indeed a metro nation, And in terms of the educated populace, the patents, the discoveries, the centers of learning, centers of medical care are all in our cities, our urban areas. I would generally say that that individual, she or he, has to be someone who really has an ear to the ground for the needs of urban America. That's as far as I'm willing to go at this time. I will say that there are any number of excellent prospects out there, particularly on the Democrat side.
You know, Mayor Wharton, I have to say, after all these times of speaking to you, I still just love listening to you talk. I feel like I would go to a reading of, you know, 'Twas the Night Before Christmas if you were reading. Why don't you host a radio show?
No, you know, I do love it. So if anytime you running into something, you want somebody to ramble and talk, give me a call and I'll be glad to weigh in on it.
Great. Will do. Mayor, thank you.
Sure. Thank you. Take care.
That is A.C. Wharton, former mayor of Memphis, Tennessee, now an attorney and founder of the A.C. Wharton Group.